This is Toon Talk Weekly, episode 270. This week, Brad and I check out the brand new Netflix show, Paradise PD. A quick heads up about this episode. Don't know what happened. Something went wrong with my primary audio, so I had to use backup audio for me this week, so there might be a little bit of an echo, but we hope you guys still enjoy the episode and the discussion of the new Netflix series, Paradise PD.
The point is, nobody wants to work here.
Except for me.
Kevin, what the hell are you doing in that uniform?
I'm officially a cop. Mom hired me. Ha ha.
Mayors can do that. Funny story. I divorced this sexist piece of shit asshole who said a woman could never get elected mayor.
Well, you ran against a pig in a t-shirt. Who won the popular vote, by the way? Karen, I do not want this sack sniper working here.
It doesn't matter what you want. This will be good for Kevin.
Yeah, I've been dreaming of proudly wearing this puckering butthole my entire life.
It's a sunset.
And face it, he's the only cop you can afford.
The day just keeps getting better.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Toon Talk Weekly. This is the weekly cartoon podcast where we talk all about cartoons. It's right in the name, so of course there's nothing different. We're not going to change things up, even though I constantly try to in the intro. But enough of that. I'm Jake Williams, brought along my good friend Brad Chmielewski. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, dude. I tried again, and it didn't work.
You messed it up, yeah.
Forget about it. That's the usual. Welcome back, everyone. If you're listening, if you're actually checking us out the video version, you'll notice that, hey, the lighting is pretty similar in the shots of these two guys.
We're actually in the same room this time. We could hold hands if we wanted to.
We could, reaching out. I'm glad that nobody could actually technically see if there was a third camera and you could see how they were connecting. I'm actually back in Chicago for a week here, so we're doing this. We actually haven't recorded in the same room since OKKO, episode 214,
I think it was. That was the last one.
The only reason I know that is because clearly my graphics haven't been updated since then. So, but it's nice to be back. It's nice to be in the same room. There's way less latency when you're actually talking to the person, I think.
Right.
Which makes it a lot more interesting. So, with that in mind, this week we're talking about the brand new Netflix series, Paradise PD. This is a show that I think I had seen the trailer. I don't know if it was out of a Comic-Con or a PAX or something. Come out, but had you heard of the show before me?
No, it just popped up in Netflix. It's hey, new thing. Hey, guy that watches lots of kids' cartoons, you should check this out.
Yeah, it's basically Netflix does that anyway, whether you watch it or not. It's hey, man, new thing. Remember, we have original programming. You should come check it out.
But I like seeing other people's Netflix recommendations. I saw an Asian friend. And he shared a screenshot, and he's like, oh, nice to see Asians representing. And I went to my Netflix.
And it was not that.
It's not. It's you apparently watch a lot of Asian movies. But there are a lot of Netflix shows.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should.
But there are. So it's just funny. My recommendation is, here's the latest cartoon and the teen comedy movie.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me one bit, actually. Yeah, I always definitely get the cartoons. It's funny seeing the different. My wife and I have different user accounts, so it's hers is all whatever reality and The Crown and stuff. And mine's hey, pick up that anime you never finished. I'm no, you don't understand. I watched it for a show. So
they'll know soon enough.
So Paradise PD, man. This show, straight up, when I saw the trailer, I thought Family Guy, right? It's real hard to get away from. But we're in a post-Family Guy world, or even Simpsons world in a lot of cases, where that stuff is kind of always going to be compared.
But come on, there's a talking dog in the show.
Who kind of acts very similar, way more high-strung and energetic than Brian ever was.
Right, less sophisticated than Brian.
Brian's character in this is a show about Family Guy, but Brian is a sophisticated, well-meaning smart dog to contrast Peter's idiocy, right? But at the same time, he shows these, like, oh, by the way, I'm a dog, like, traits where he just does goofy things.
Mm-hmm. Everyone in Paradise PD is an idiot. There's no contrast of characters.
Yeah. In their own way, everybody has, like, their tics or the thing that makes them a weirdo.
It's a dumber version of Family Guy. If you didn't think it'd get dumber, it did.
It does a lot of things. We'll get into, like, I think a couple of things that I think that it, like, tries to do and maybe just hit well on. But a little bit about the show, Paradise PD. It's an American adult animated comedy show. One season, 10 total episodes, created by Waco Aguin and Roger Black. And it premiered, of course, August 31st, 2018. So literally 2 weeks ago. That's how soon it was. It does star some of the voices of Kyle Kinane, Cedric Yarbo, Tom Kenny, Sarah Chalk. Like, there's plenty of pretty famous, like, voice actors who are in a lot of cartoons who are voicing this one. I believe it was produced by the animation company Bento Box. I couldn't find a confirmation on that, but it was supposed to, basically, when it was first announced, it was supposed to be produced by them.
Okay.
How do you describe this show, man? Because you've caught a couple more episodes. I've only watched the pilot, basically, but, like, as a general synopsis, what does one expect from an episode of this show?
So I've watched now 3 episodes. What is kind of neat about the show is it does have a storyline that is running through the entire show.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe The Wire or something. Like, there's a crime that they're trying to solve. Mm-hmm. Along the way, there are other hijinks that happen, other, like, A or other B and C stories that also take place. But for the most part, they're in a crappy town, just like Springfield. Where do they live in?
Pawtucket.
Yeah. It's like, and then the town next to them is like the better town. They get all the, like, everyone's smart and their grass is green, where Paradise, it's a shithole.
Yeah. For better or worse, yeah.
But yeah, you basically follow the police force doing everyday things with no money and really no skill.
Yeah, one of the, like, first things in the pilot was basically that they had, like, 12 bullets till the end of the month or something. Like, they had to wait until they could buy more bullets.
But the pilot, it also takes time to set you up to why the dad is the way he is, why the mom is now the mayor of the show, and the kid is kind of just the same. He always wanted to be a cop because his dad was a cop.
Yeah.
But then he shot his balls off.
Yeah.
shot his dad's balls off.
Yeah, not his own balls off. That's not how you get on the police force. We wouldn't recommend that whatsoever. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one. Like, the trailer very much is, like, setting up to watch the pilot. But I do think what's cool is you're speaking to a few more episodes is that they have decided that, like, oh, there's this case throughout, right? Mm-hmm. There's, like, I don't think a ton of cartoons do that where there is, like, this overarching story. A lot of it's just easier to be episodic and just have these little self-contained episodes.
But you should keep watching it. Being a fan of Breaking Bad, their whole thing is taking down the cartel of the Argyle meth.
Yeah. No, there were definitely, even in the pilot, there was a Breaking Bad reference, like, kind of reference in the way that, like, oh, no way, they're wearing, like, bright yellow jumpsuits to, like, cook meth. No way. So some of the characters will come across in the police department because they kind of are, like, the main ensemble of the show. You have Chief Randall Crawford, who's Kevin Crawford's dad. Kevin, of course, the kid Brad mentioned who wanted to be a cop so bad, and now he's going to be a cop. I've got Gina, who I don't know how to describe her. She's aggressive.
Aggressive and a scrapbooker. Aggressive scrapbooker.
Aggressive scrapbooker. But when I say aggressive, like, she makes all these sexual advances towards another character, Dusty Marlowe, who is just this massively obese man.
Mm-hmm. He's fine with it.
Yeah, who seems
to,
like,
ashamed of.
Well, he's got a restraining order against her, but she keeps doing it.
But his fatness, he's fine with it.
Yeah, that doesn't worry him. I've got Gerald or Fitz, who's basically, I like that his name is Gerald Fitzgerald. It's like his full name.
Yeah, he was an ex-Chicago cop.
Yeah. So he's, of course, the African-American cop on the force, so I'm sure that gets played up quite a bit throughout, like, for as crude as the show can be, I'm sure that comes up plenty. And then you've got the dog, Bullet, who is, like, yeah, the, like, party version of Brian, like, party all the time.
He's the drug dog, literally.
Yep.
He does all the drugs.
Yeah, he's got to inspect the evidence, inventory. He loves inventory.
Except for Argyle meth, he can't do it.
Yeah. Well, not after the first episode. Some bad stuff happened. So let's talk about a few episodes of Paradise PD. I'll mainly lean on you because for the second two, because the first one, like, they feel long. Like, for some reason, the show feels really long for 22 minutes, and I know that's the average cartoon length or whatever, but, like, boy, this first episode, just a lot of it takes place in the police department. Like, they're just in the main room of the police department over and over again.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of crazy. You get a little bit of the preface of, basically, Kevin wanting to be this police officer. And then also, it cuts pretty quickly after the whole balls incident to him being a police officer, but not because he's good or should be there, but because his mom is the mayor.
His mom's the mayor, and his mom became the mayor to show her husband, who's now the chief of the police, that a woman can do stuff.
Yeah.
So
I feel like we have to talk about the ball scene because it's very much like, okay, Kevin's, he was a young kid, I think, at that point, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember where he gets this gun.
His dad, like, took off the pants to have sex with his mom.
Oh, yeah. And all the clothes were, like, in the hallway or something.
The kid's mom, not his mom, yeah.
Yeah, some of them. And
the cop's wife.
Yeah, the parents are about to make love, so you've got, like, a naked, his dad, Randall, like, about to get on top of his mom, and this is obviously graphic if people don't want to listen to it, but that is an adult show.
Not safe for work episode.
Yeah, this is up there. But this show does something weird with, like, its crudeness and, like, how far it goes sometimes, because in this, what I'm going to call the ball scene, basically he accidentally, I don't quite remember what the context of why he said he was, like, shooting the gun, but, like,
he was like, look at me, I'm a real cop.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
And then an actual shot, right? Yeah. And shoots his dad right in one of the nuts. And not only, it's not like a, Family Guy can be gross, but it usually has, like, a cap on it. Like, it doesn't go that far. Like, if Peter Griffin got hit in the balls with, like, something, he would just kind of fall over, and that, you know, there'd be a weird pause or something, but then that would be it. No, this is, like, his dad's flopping around bleeding all over the bed.
Blood,
like,
all over the place, yeah. And then this boy shoots him again, like, right in the ass, I think.
No, the other ball.
Oh, the other ball.
Yeah, like, so it's pretty gruesome. Like, I'm sitting here watching just thinking, like, man, this went over the top. The reason this scene is important, of course, is because you do flash forward to Kevin being, I think, 18 or 19, right? And he wants to join the force now. But now his dad's life has changed. Like, he was Mr. Police Officer. Like,
he was, like, tough guy.
Yeah. He was, like, the top guy. And now he thinks that his wife, like, later his wife has left him because he's got crappy balls and now he's overweight and, like, he doesn't look fit anymore.
Put testosterone patches on him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, his mustache falls off and he grows boobs.
Yeah. So he holds a grudge against Kevin, and I imagine that's got to be a thing throughout the show.
Yeah. But there's a little bit always, though, it seems like Kevin trying to prove to his father that he's not just a ball shooter.
Right. Yeah. But also, in this first episode, you do get introduced to all the characters. You do get introduced to my favorite character. I don't know how long he lasts, but HoboCop.
Not long.
Okay, yeah. I didn't think so.
Did he die in that episode? I don't know. They run together because it's a cartoon where the storyline continues. So you watch one, and you kind of forget where one ends and one begins.
Yeah.
It's like a Breaking Bad. You're like, well, that episode they did this, but they also did this in it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. The context of, like, them having a hobo as a cop is that they don't have money. It's a police station for a bomb, like, robot. So they just, they don't even think they pay the hobo. They just
deputize,
like,
a hobo.
Yeah.
And he's the bomb cop.
Yeah.
But they typically explode.
Yeah.
It's actually a bomb.
But this guy in this episode, like, teaches Fitz, like, the ways of the hobo to, like, dodge bullets. Cause the hobo, like, didn't care about a guy shooting at him when he went to, like, protect his shopping cart full of all stuff, you know?
The hobo way, was he a Lehman Brothers ex-banker? Is that what he said?
Or something, yeah. He decided to be a hobo instead. Like, it's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice hobo. And drinks Old Spice and eats rotten beans.
I mean, so he's a very minor character, but I thought he was a highlight in an otherwise sort of strange episode to me, I guess, the introduction to the show. But, of course, the biggest thing Brad already mentioned is that they discovered that there's a new drug in town. It's this Argyle meth. Which is actually kind of a fun design because, obviously, meth in, like, as a drug in pop culture is now, like, blue, like, crystal clear blue, right, because of Breaking Bad. But I like that they just made it Argyle. And they decided, like, this is someone who's, like, really good at chemistry, but also, like, fashion a lot. Like, the same patterned sweater.
Right.
And I think the first case, right, is that they get a clue that the local video store, basically, like, somehow there's meth there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a weird gag when Kevin goes to, like, bust him, where it's, like, he keeps
recommending movies, but they're really long titles of, like, oh, you should check out the I Know What You're Here For, We're Not Making Meth movie.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's a romantic comedy.
It's basically like them saying, yeah, stuff like, you're a cop. If you're a cop, you have to tell me. Oh, no, you should check that out. It's a great movie. Like, yeah, stuff like that.
I heard a rumor that you guys move some special products here.
Oh, yeah? Check this out. I Know You're a Cop.
What?
This movie, I Know You're a Cop. You should check it out. It's awesome, man. It's got Frank Stallone and a monkey in it.
That monkey got a Golden Globe for that, and Frank Stallone got snubbed.
Oh, okay. But seriously, I'm here for,
Hey, you should watch it. I know why you're here. I'm going to kill you right in this video store. I mean, it's got a long title, but you should definitely watch it.
It's an animated kids movie about a bipolar goat who manages a Blockbuster.
It's not until, I think, Kevin, like, leaves and then comes back another time that he basically... He went to ask them another question.
He went to apologize for...
Oh, yeah, because he, like... they go to microwave popcorn, and it scares him. And so he, like, shoots and uses the rest of the bullets of the police force.
Did, like, $98 worth of damage.
Yeah, so he has to, like, go back and apologize, and this is where he catches them making meth. But they're actually working for, what, the two-toed hillbilly guy.
Yeah, two-toed. Is it Jimmy Two-Toes or... I don't know. I forget. Probably. It's probably Jimmy.
Something like that. And then there's like, oh man, there's all these weird like little bits that I'm forgetting of like how they find out where his secret hideout is. Someone just says like, yeah, we'll tell you.
No, they said, we can't tell you, but we'll show you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's easy to find. You just got to look in a secret hideout he told us not to tell nobody about.
Secret hideout? Where is it?
Oh no, we swore we would never tell.
Well, if you can't tell me, can you show me?
Hell yeah, we can show you.
Dilbert and Robbie, who's your friend?
That's my step-cousin, Gallagher Dig Dug.
Italian feller, huh? Where you two been anyway?
We got arrested. This Italian feller helped us get out.
God damn it! I'm sick of these pain-in-the-ass cops! It's all the fault of that new anti-crime mayor. But she won't be a problem much longer, because I'm planning to take her out.
No! Mom! I mean, mamma mia! I'm late for my flight back to Italy! Arrivederci!
And you're like, okay.
All right, take me there.
Do you remember, was there a weird reveal at the end of this?
Yeah, a cop comes into the cell, and he says, oh, thanks, boss, for freeing me, and shoots him. So somebody in the police force is a mole?
Yeah.
And not a real mole, not a, like a body mole.
Yeah.
Because the next episode's all about him.
But also, throughout the episode, you see the wife, Kevin's mother, is dating like a new dentist guy.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it turn out that the dentist is actually this top, like two-toed guy? Like he.
Yeah, and that's where Hobocop blows up.
Oh, okay.
Because he went.
I'm sad. Hobocop's already gone.
Because the Fitzgerald, he cashed in his retirement fund and bought the precinct of robot.
Oh,
so
yep.
Hobocop wouldn't have to defuse the bombs.
That's right.
The robot blows up because it was made by Samsung.
That joke, by the way, I was watching this with a friend. I like out loud yelled like, how dumb. That's like 4 years old. Like whatever that joke is.
When that joke happened, I was like, oh, that's clever. Like I get it.
They might as well have made a Firestone joke about, you know what I mean? Like it was pretty old. So generally the pilot sets you up with like, here's some of the police force members. It definitely really focuses mostly on Kevin, his father and his mother. I guess Fitz gets quite a bit of a play in this episode. And set you up with like the Argyle meth being like the throughway for the rest of the series. And Brad, you've caught a couple more episodes. Where does the show go? Does it get better? Because I got to be honest, it didn't grab me.
It gets a little better because it's more focused on like, I guess, moving the characters forward and the case forward. Because now you also have the, well, I kind of, I'm mildly interested in who... kill this who killed Two-Toes.
Right.
It's obviously not the dog. Because
yeah.
So you have a little bit of that, but the stories are just as ridiculous. I think the second episode, the chief has to solve a case, but half the body is in his district and the other half is in the other
people. Like the nice town.
Yeah, but they're like rivals, so only the butt side is in his side, so he has to like figure all that out, and like there's lots of like jokes about, I don't know, lots of anal jokes.
Yeah, okay, I bet.
This part, I don't remember if that's that episode or another episode where he sends the old guy who they can't afford to retire because they don't have money for him, yep. So they keep him on the force. They send him to just the retirement home. They like trick him, like, here, just go there, get out of our way. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that retirement home is growing underwater creatures on old people that they sell back to Red Lobster. Like, how do you think we get $7.99 lobster?
Yeah.
It's not real lobster. It's grown on old people.
Do you think Red Lobster sponsored, by the way? Because they were in the pilot.
They were in the pilot a lot, which is weird because I've been seeing a lot about Red Lobster and Shaggy lately, and it is weird.
Spending that marketing money. Shaggy like Scooby-Doo or Shaggy the singer?
Shaggy like the wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
He's everywhere right now.
Do you think they're connected?
I don't know. If Shaggy does a Red Lobster commercial, I don't even know what's happened.
I can't wait for your conspiracy theory that you're like, it's all connected, man. So it sounds like it gets a little bit better than the pilot. I don't know, man. I just generally thought, like, it did the Family Guy thing, but it, like, tried – it felt like it was trying too hard. Or maybe it was just, like, lewd for lewd's sake, and it felt like there was no substance. Like, the biggest thing that bugged me about the pilot was I just didn't, like, fall in love with any of the characters. I didn't, like, care about them. They were just people there. And maybe it's because I need to watch more, honestly. But
yeah, but what's weird about – them being like, they're kind of almost a little more crude, but then they're not too. Like, Family Guy is extremely racist in like,
oh, for sure,
their characters. And then this show, they're not as racist, but they are because they have the people there. So it's like a weird PC racist thing. They're like, because they have the black cop and they make, I don't know, it's like a weird, different, it's a little different humor. It's more modern humor, I guess.
Sure, except for that Samsung show.
Safer humor. Maybe that's the best way. Like, it's safer. Mm-hmm. That doesn't, it sometimes is like, that was like too far. I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
But then in the same sense, it's like, you could have like went more. Like, mm-hmm. Why didn't you go farther? And that was the same thing we had with Displacement or Disenchantment.
Disenchantment,
where, why didn't you just try harder with the jokes? Like, you're playing a little too safe.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of fell flat for me. I'm always sad when you watch more than me and then tell me, like, yeah, it gets, like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, but I feel like you need to grab... Maybe I'm expecting too much, so the show needs to grab me after one episode.
But they are so long.
Yeah.
I'm watching them, and 15 minutes in, you kind of see where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, like, what... what more can they do here? And then there's just like more poop jokes or.
Perfect. That's all I need. It's really what I want out of my life. It's just more poop jokes.
So me watching more, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not high on my list to like, I've sat down and watched a lot of Cupcake and Dinosaur over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like, oh, I know it's there. So I may put it on like late night working or drawing, and it's just kind of there because it's so long and it's so audible. Like, even the jokes aren't like slapsticky jokes where you have to see them do it. They're like, I'm gonna stick my hand in this ass.
Yeah, it's very it's very much like the writing is what carries it,
right? So you could watch it without, or you could listen to it. Like, you could probably listen to that whole show and know exactly
get the story. it's a podcast. Well, interesting. And definitely, like, with Cupcake and Dino and with, like, Castlevania Season 2, I think, is soon. So, like, there's other cool shows that are, like, on Netflix even now. There's, like, plenty to catch up on.
And Netflix is throwing everything at the wall. Like, it doesn't matter to them.
As long as you keep watching, they don't care.
As long as you keep subscribing. They don't even care if you watch.
That's true.
As long as you just keep paying them, you're, like, what, $12 or $15 it is a month? They do not care.
Yeah. That's our review. Basically, let's get out of here. Brad, where can people find out more about you when you're not recording Toon Talk Weekly?
So you can follow me on Twitter at brad, and my blog is digitalhitchhiker.com.
Great. You guys go check them out over there. You can follow me on Twitter at Jacob Williams, and of course the show. We're all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Google+, and YouTube. You can find us all on Twitter as well as Toon Talk Weekly. We got our usernames all over the place because apparently we're the only cartoon weekly podcast. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. I'm just kidding. There's a handful of those.
Simpson guys.
Yeah. Our email, toontalkweekly@gmail.com. You can send us any messages. Let us know what you think of the show or any other shows. And, of course, toontalkweekly.com, the main hub for the show. You can find any and all episodes up to this point over there. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. We're now honorary members of the Paradise PD Police Force, just like we always wanted to be. That's going to do it for this week's episode. We'll be back next week with another cartoon.
Take care.
About the show, visit toontalkweekly.com or follow us on Twitter at toontalkweekly.